You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey, please drink responsibly.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stopped, opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text SUNNY to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text SUNNY to 200-300. That's SUNNY to 200-300. SUNNY to 200-300.
The other day I was in one of the like front green rooms at the studio, just like taking a phone call, and there was like a cot in there, and there was like a piece of poster board leaning against the cot, and I like picked up the poster board and just moved it over to the side, and the smell that emanated from whatever I moved was unbelievable. It wasn't even like I dislodged something, because it was just a piece of poster board. Like, it made no sense, and I immediately evacuated the area.
The cot is our therapy couch, where we would have fake therapy in front of the green screen that no longer exists. Ah, the Music Dome. Did you notice, Chris, in the Music Dome, there's just a bunch of shredded paper all over the floor? And I was trying to figure out if that was from like confetti or something that we did one time. And then I looked at it and it was just Dan Le Batard over and like hundreds of times on the paper for some reason, just all shredded and all over the place.
And it seems like a nightmare to either vacuum or sweep. So I don't know how the paper is going to get out of there, but I was tempted to like bring my Roomba into work just to take care of that.
Does your Roomba have a name? Be honest.
No. I'm terrible with naming things. People like name their cars and name their name everything. No, it's just.
If you had a pet, would you just name a dog?
Something like that.
Or cat.
Fido.
That's like, cat
just like
over
a
there.
Super generic name.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really struggle with naming things. Mostly because, like, you can give it any possible name, right? So that's like way too big of a task to pick one out of every possible name.
Yeah, because that name is going to stick with that thing for its lifetime.
By the way, Cortez in the chat says, guy doesn't have a watch or an alarm clock, but does have a Roomba. Classic. By the way, a listener has sent to the studio, actually sent to my apartment, an alarm clock. So I have an alarm clock now.
How did they
send to your apartment?
What?
Yeah, because there was one time where like, you know, the listeners were like trying to send us something and they were like, and I got lost in the Clevelanders. They were trying to send Mike something. So I gave them my address. Now they have my address. And so I get stuff sent to my apartment all the time.
This is male privilege. You just gave strangers your address. Dear God.
Yeah, you know.
Don't privilege my ass. I wouldn't do that.
I love the listeners thinking that there's like some sort of poverty around the show that just signed a $50 million deal. Or like, let's send you a fridge.
Yeah. My decision to not have an alarm clock is a choice. It is not because I don't have the money to buy an alarm clock. We've been given a refrigerator. We've been given a printer.
You think you'd be able to tell time by looking up at the sun, Woody?
I could give you a ballpark of, like, based on where the sun is, what time it is.
Who do you think would be best at that? I think it might be you.
I'd love to know. I'd actually, like, genuinely love to know how sundials work. Because, like, they talk about, like, how they kept time using a sundial.
Yeah.
It's like, well, how? Like what? Like,
well, 12 hours on a day.
I feel like that is the simplest technology of all time. How do you not understand it?
I've never encountered a sundial before.
So really?
I don't actually know
the
how it works.
The sun casts a shadow on the dial, and where the shadow is what time it is.
I've never seen a sundial before.
I might be oversimplifying it, but, like, it's pretty easy. It like, they had sundials, like, 4,000 years ago, probably earlier.
I'm going to buy a sundial on Amazon and see if this bad boy still works.
Can't set an alarm on a sundial.
And you know, at its highest point, it's noon. So you know that. The sun. So
high noon, Dan.
Here's the thing about sundials. What are they doing at night? You know what I mean? Not helpful.
That's a good point.
Unless there's a moon dial. But
there are sundials on Amazon, so.
If you play your cards right, maybe one will show up at your house in the next couple of days.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
Right. I'm just going to, like, start putting out into the world things that I need, and they'll just show up in 3 days on Amazon Prime.
When was the first sundial?
Well, I mean, that's like, you know, that's how the...
That's BC.
That's how the Mayans took time.
Wow. 5,500 years ago, apparently.
Yeah, 1500 BC.
From ancient Egyptian astronomy and Babylonian astronomy.
DK Metcalf finished last, right?
15th, I believe. I saw.
Out of 15th out of what?
I think 17. Let me double check.
I saw that he
was like ninth.
His number would have won the gold medal in 1932.
Oh, you're right. 15 out of 17. Maybe he was ninth in his heat.
Oh, he's in the ninth lane.
You're not that. First, you're last. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I guess when people say, like, he has track speed, they're slightly overrating that.
Well, he is.
I mean, he was on a track. And
he his speed to finish in ninth
in
place.
In a qualifying.
I understand, but he's nowhere near winning. So.
Wow.
None of us is going to be on that track.
I'm not comparing us to DK Metcalf.
Say it to his face, Woody.
I'm saying that when we all bang on, oh, he's got track speed. Nobody in the NFL has track speed then. If DK Metcalf finishes 15th in a heat, not even at the Olympics, in a heat to get to the Olympics, then no one in the NFL has track speed.
I'm just saying, I think you're underestimating that track speed reference. And that's what I believe, because he was actually in a qualifier as opposed to any of us.
Well, what does it take to qualify for the qualifier? Like, do you just get to, like, toss your name in a hat, or
I'm sure there are regionals.
Did you have to qualify for the qualifier?
I'm sure you had to qualify for the qualifier. You might have had to qualify for the qualifier for the qualifier. Who knows?
Although to be fair, so he ran it in 10.36 seconds, and the winner ran it in 10.11 seconds. So I'm really arguing about 20. A quarter of a second.
It's incremental.
The difference between first and 15th.
They're also saying that at that size, so Patrick Mahomes credited him for being that fast at that size. So, like, are we saying that if, like, Tyreek Hill ran this, he might have been able to do better?
Yeah, strike speed at that size. Yeah.
Why isn't there more cross sport kind of competition?
Because, like we saw last week with Juwan James, if you get hurt outside of NFL, you don't get paid. I also think it's, like, a little hypocritical that the NFL was, like, praising DK Metcalf for taking part in this. Because if he had gotten hurt, he would not have gotten any of his money from his contract because of the new NFLPA agreement about offsite workouts. So it's a little interesting that they're praising one guy and then making a case point out of another guy.
How about this? This quote from DK Metcalf. They do this for a living. It's very different from football speed from what I just realized. So, like I said, just excited to be out here. There is a difference. Track speed, football speed, big difference. DK Metcalf said it himself.
Yeah, but
What if we put pads on the track athletes? How fast would they run compared to DK Metcalf? And what if they were also had to gain a lot of weight because they play in the NFL?
I'm sure they would do so in a manner in which they didn't slow them down. But I do certainly take your point about the pads, though. All I'm saying is track speed. There are no NFL players. I mean, like, again, unless we get a more representative sample of, like, your Tyreek Hills and some of your other quick receivers who are smaller, that we don't know if they could crack at the Olympics.
I feel like they are too, like, the fast guys in the NFL, like Tyreek Hill, are too small to be comparable to these track and field sprinters, because the track and field sprinters are all really tall and their strides are longer than anything you've ever seen before. And I like that is what sets them apart, is how long their legs are and how fast their strides are. My non-professional analysis of track and field athletes.
So which wide receiver are we chucking into the Olympics to kind of say, all right, this is the biggest test?
DK Metcalf. He literally beat two other track and field athletes. Like, he beat two people. Okay, he wasn't dead last.
15th out of 17th. I mean, come on.
God, you're a harsh critic, Woody.
I mean, are we praising anyone else for finishing 15th in a 17-man race? I mean,
we're not
plucking someone off the street and saying, can you run an Olympic 100 meter? We're saying, can a top of the line professional athlete do something? Like, it's not literally off the street. He's really fast.
You understand that you need to train different muscles to be a sprinter versus being a wide receiver.
Do you?
He's not a track star. He just happens to be a football player with track speed. He's just running. They're all just running. They're all just running.
Right, exactly.
You're starting to sound like Chris Cody now, Chris Renton.
I know. I'm drifting into a place where I'm like questioning the technique of track athletes. I don't want to be in this position, but I also like, you know, I want to establish, as DK Metcalf has himself, I don't need to argue my point anymore. Metcalf himself has said, track speed, football speed, totally different thing.
I mean, it still doesn't sound like you're making track speed overrated or that.
No, I think I'm properly rating track speed.
I'm properly
rating track speed.
Okay, there you go.
What I'm saying is that NFL players are slow.
So I witnessed a fairly horrific faux pas this weekend at a funeral that I feel like...
Was it you wearing jeans and a DraftKings hoodie?
Well, that was at the burial, Woody.
The DraftKings hoodie is a special touch.
So I packed a suitcase for Miami and Pittsburgh thinking if it's at least 60 degrees in Pittsburgh, I'll be fine with what I packed for Miami. I can wear sandals and a skirt. And then it was 45 degrees and raining. So I had to wear jeans and I only had one pair of closed toe shoes, which were Nike Air Max 95s. And I only had one sweatshirt, which was the DraftKings sweatshirt that I nabbed from the studio to give to my dad. So it was an XL. So I had to wear that to the National Cemetery of the Alleghenies, where all of the military veterans are buried for my grandfather's interment into the mausoleum there.
I still don't understand how an enterprising family member didn't realize this and like went to Walmart and got you a hoodie.
Well, so my parents
not
landed,
at stores where you live.
Here's the other thing. I left my flight from Miami was supposed to take off at 8 o'clock on Thursday night. It did not take off till 11:30. So I landed at 2 a.m. in Pittsburgh. I'm getting off the plane at Pittsburgh with all these people who are just in Miami, like storming off the plane, wearing shorts and t-shirts and sunglasses with sunburn, like so pissed to be back in Pittsburgh at 2 a.m. And we're all just like filing off the plane, like so angry. And I didn't get home till 3 a.m. And then I had to wake up the next morning early to do the burial thing. So I didn't have any time. And my parents also were flying in from Chicago. So they didn't really have time to run errands for me either. But this was not that was not the faux pas that I'm speaking of. Actually, a worse thing happened the next day, which was apparently now when someone gets cremated, the funeral home can make a like mini urn, like a little like miniature size one and put ashes in, like it's like a little to-go cup. So they put one, like the big one in the mausoleum, and then they give you like a little one as like a souvenir. I'm seeing some angry faces right now.
Describing cremated ashes as a to-go cup, it doesn't feel like the appropriate weight for such a thing.
I mean, it's like a portable one that you take with you.
I'm just imagining ashes in a Flanagan's green cup.
No.
It's like not.
This feels like a bobblehead version of, you get to take this home from a funeral home. This is a bobblehead of funeral homes.
Yeah, it's a very nice urn. Very nice, heavy, like weighty. Like you can tell it's like a nice thing that, you know, it looks important and it looks like an urn. So we had a little like memorial luncheon and put a bunch of pictures of my grandpa like on the table. And my dad put the little mini urn on the table also. And during our luncheon, I guess not everyone got the memo of like what that was. And one of my cousins actually was sitting at lunch and unscrewed the lid of the urn.
Oh, it was a pepper shaker?
Yeah. He opened the urn at the lunch table.
Oh, no.
And ashes, you know, there were ashes on the table.
Two ashes.
Man, that's too bad. By the way,
so like, what happened? Like, what did the person think the urn was?
I mean, he...
Once opening the urn, did you not realize, hang on a second, these are ashes?
I think he might have known what it was, but didn't realize that there wasn't like a second chamber inside. Like, there's not. Like, it's just an urn.
Yeah.
You know, there's no like secondary compartment in the urn. It's like this big. So he freaked out. Like, he was like panicking, like, oh my God, what did I just do? And I was like, it's okay. Don't worry about it.
Oh no.
It's just a dead person. So.
I was like, you'll carry him with you wherever you go now. And like, it was really, it was quite a faux pas. Yeah.
What was he expecting to find in there?
I guess like a little baggie or something. I'm not sure.
Wow.
So I don't know. I think that was worse than the DraftKings hoodie though.
Oh, by the way, on your fashion faux pas, you just happened to be in the same Zoom meeting as a man who showed up to Stugatz's mom's Zoom funeral wearing a t-shirt and shorts.
Thank you. Am I supposed to guess who it was? Because it's either Cody or Billy.
No, it was Dan.
Oh, Dan.
Oh, he also, I mean, to be fair, Stugatz showed up to Dan's wedding wearing sneakers.
And yeah, but that's a wedding, just, though.
Just brushed teeth in a car.
Yeah, was he wearing a Grateful Dead hat, though?
Probably.
He may have been. He showed up like 3 hours late. He had a flight.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah, I did.
I went to the wedding, went and broadcasted a game and came back. And I think Stugatz and I arrived at around the same time.
Okay. You're the best. You win the award. Best job, wedding Chris. Guest.
Good job, Chris.
Yeah. I was just trying to augment.
It was witty.
Augment, huh? Augment. Okay.
I feel like my story just made everyone really uncomfortable. I thought it was a funny story.
I'm perplexed at the very cavalier nature in which ashes were handled.
Yeah, I mean,
perplexed.
You describe your dead grandfather's remains being all over a table at a lunch.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a dead fish conversationally.
I thought it was funny, and it also might be like informative for other people who might be in a similar situation.
Yeah, don't open up urns. Yeah, yeah.
Don't open an urn and try to sprinkle it over my fries. Got it.
All right.
It kind of felt like in Meet the Parents. All right. Well, first of all, I never said that the ashes were ingested, Woody. So that, you know, you're taking it too far now. But it did feel like the Meet the Parents thing with the cat and the urn on the mantle.
What's the name of the cat in Meet the Parents?
Jinxie, yeah, I think. Jinxie.
I have nipples, Greg. Can you milk me?